season two of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
And this is Scott McCain. Thanks for joining us again today on Project Distinct. Really glad to have you here. Got a kind of a controversial topic today. It's about hustling. We hear so much about the importance of the hustle. So should you be out there hustling? There's an interesting post today as I'm recording this from Inc. Inc. Magazine and the podcast that they do that's called Uncensored. And it really, really struck me because the final segment of the podcast is about what they call hustle porn. In other words, there's so much out there about being busy and hustling and 10Xing it and doing all this. Is this really something you should be doing? Is it a marker of success because you're out there hustling so much? So we're going to talk about hustling and what Inc. Magazine is calling hustle porn today on Project Distinct. And as always, Project Distinct brought to you by DistinctionNation.com. Join us at DistinctionNation.com. You get a free 14-day audio program on how to create personal distinction and download my book, The Ultimate Customer Experience, absolutely free. Just go to DistinctionNation.com. All right, so should you be out there hustling? You know, it struck me that when I think of hustle, there's a couple things I think of, and that's my Little League baseball coach in Crothersville, Indiana, constantly saying, get out there and hustle. The difference between success and failure is hustling. And I kind of thought it was athletic ability combined with hustle. Of course, I grew up 100 miles from Cincinnati, Ohio. The Cincinnati Reds were the big team at home. And Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose, was the guy that everybody admired and emulated when I was growing up. Life certainly changed for him, but nonetheless, at that particular point in time, man, Pete Rose was the thing, Charlie Hustle. And now through folks like Gary Vaynerchuk and Grant Cardone and others, hustling has been popularized. We're going to 10X things. We're going to hustle. And is that really the way we should be approaching it? Now, I'm not trying to be critical of any individual here. It's important to emphasize that. But I do want to point out that sometimes hustling creates negative results. Maybe we need to be reconsidering our viewpoint on hustling. That's why Inc. is calling it hustle porn. Because, good grief, if I see one more person hashtagging hustle on social media, good grief, it's overwhelming. As if that is the thing that will make you successful. My experience has been to the contrary. Here's part of the reason why. As Inc. says in a discussion that they had, the culture of simply hustling and being busy isn't necessarily effective time management. It seems that today everybody feels exhausted and overwhelmed. That should not be your default, as it says in Inc. It certainly shouldn't be a marker of success. Just because we're busier than everybody else doesn't mean we're going to be better or more successful than anybody else. And I'm going to suggest to you one of the things that I've discovered in my research on distinctive leaders and iconic organizations is that it isn't necessarily that they hustle more, it's that they're better at what they do. In other words, they deliver a how more effectively. I saw a blog post called The Big Problem with the Hustle Culture by Eric, it's spelled A-R-I-K Hansen, Eric Hansen, on the Business to Community website. And one of the things that he points out here that I think is really perceptive is that attributes, attitudes, and skill is a much bigger indicator of success. Think about those three. Attributes. What are your attributes? What do you bring to the table that is an attribute? Now, there's certainly hustling. In other words, being busy and being dedicated and being, that's a part of it, but it shouldn't be the only attribute that you bring. In other words, it's a factor, but it's not the bigger factor. Another part of what it says here in the post is hustle is celebrated much like other key skills and attributes like building trust, establishing a clear vision, and demonstrating a great work ethic, And according to the writer of this blog, Eric Hansen, he says, I think that's flat out wrong. Here's why. The further you progress in your career, the more you realize your job is much more about how you can best use your brain to solve business problems than it is about the hustle. In essence, the people in more senior level jobs aren't rewarded for hustle. They're rewarded for efficiently using their brain power to solve business challenges with teams. Man, I think that describes that so well. It's hard to say it better than that. What he says in the post here is that here's some of the skills that are better indicators of business success. Analytical thinking. The ability to look at a problem and analyze it and provide thoughtful insights to a client, manager, or team. Two, the ability to build trust. Those who win the trust of their managers, executives, and teams, and I'll add, and their customers, right? They ascend much faster than others. Three, he says emotional intelligence, the ability to relate to others. The ability to understand and anticipate what others are thinking. And that's critical not only for your success internally in any organization. As an entrepreneur, it's incredibly important because it means that you're able to understand and anticipate what customers are thinking. Fourth, curiosity. This always comes up in the interview process, and for good reason. Those who are inherently curious and lifelong learners will outperform those who are not. And he says, always outperform, and I think that's the case. According to Eric Hansen in this blog post, the big problem with the hustle culture on Business 2, and it's the numeral 2, community.com, here's the other thing that he's saying. I'm not saying hustle isn't valuable in business, but he said, I'll take people who exhibit one or more of those attributes or skills any day over someone who hustles. The hustle culture is vastly overrated, folks. Don't get sucked in. And man, I think that is absolutely great, great advice. It seems like we are getting sucked into the hustle culture because, in fact, that's easier to do and it's easier to appear as though you're doing than it is to learn the necessary skills it takes to be distinctive in a hyper-competitive marketplace. So what do you do? It's not that you don't make a hard effort. It's not that you don't work hard. It's that you find ways to enhance your skills so you can stand out in today's marketplace. One final thought in just a second. Hey, by the way, I'd like for you to check out my new business book, Iconic, named by Forbes as one of the 10 best business books of the year. Just go to iconicbusinessbook.com. That's iconicbusinessbook.com. There's some free gifts there for you when you get the book Iconic, and it'll tell you more about the book and how you can use it in your business. And also check us out at distinctionnation.com for the free 14-day audio program and a free copy of my ebook, The Ultimate Customer Experience. Go to distinctionnation.com for that. So Erica Spellman, writing on Medium in her blog post titled The Problem with the Hustle, says that growing up, she was told to hustle by her parents, by coaches, always told by someone else. Well, today, she says, hustle has evolved into a noun most commonly used to describe a side project we save our passion for, the project we do 24/7 if we could. In other words, the side hustle. The problem with hustle, she says, is that the current connotation still feels imbued with apology as though we should be ashamed of it. The trouble, as she says, is that what we have to do is to understand there is a line between making a living and living. Good advice, all. Let's think more about living than hustling. Hey, thanks for joining me today on Project Distinct. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. And as always, thanks for sharing and for subscribing. It means a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media And make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.